Audio Mode Day 3, June 3rd, 2016. And we're listening to Very Important, a track by LegalPodcastMusic.com. Fully rights cleared and available for people to put into their productions. Got a sweet 80s vibe. Big fan of the gated snare drum. All right, so what are we talking about today? Day 3, we're going to talk about ports. The world of ports. Specifically Apple and the world of ports. Interfaces on their computers and their devices. Here's the thought. There's been a lot of rumors with regards to upcoming iPhones that say that Apple may be dropping the headphone jack and just settling into perhaps just a single lightning port, or perhaps a lightning port in addition to the new smart connector that you're seeing on the new iPads. Just in case you didn't know, the new iPad Pros gained this additional port. They call it a smart connector, and it's on the side of the iPad. And what that allows is for certain peripherals like the keyboard case to connect. And apparently so it can transfer data, in that case, keystrokes. But what I guess we're discovering is it also could theoretically power and charge the device. So there's been a lot of discussion. What happens if Apple is going to ditch the next, as they go down the line, the next port that's too big that is keeping the device from getting any thinner? And that seems to be the headphone jack would be the next one on the chopping block. And there's been a lot of discussions with regards to the impact of that on the world of headphones. What would Apple do? Does that mean they're going to ship with wireless headphones? You could see that they just announced their back-to-school special, where if you order an iPad Pro or a MacBook, they'll give you a free pair of Beats. And this year, those Beats, which are the Beats being the company that Apple acquired, this year they're giving away wireless Beats by default, whereas last year the back-to-school special was a pair of wired, old-school Beats. So is that perhaps a harbinger of what's to come? Is that the right word? But wireless, is it going to go all wireless? What if you want to connect your older headphone devices? Well, obviously they could provide a little dongle that plugs into the lightning jack and has a headphone port. A podcast I love to listen to, which is The Talk Show, that's Daring Fireball's John Gruber, you know, mentioning, well, what about those people that like to listen and charge their devices at the same time? And, you know, there are a lot of people that the phone is their primary computing device. And, you know, there's a certain activity where you want it plugged in, charging, and connected via headphones so that you can watch a movie and not drain your battery or play video games, that sort of thing. And perhaps a dongle could fix that. Perhaps if they added the smart connector, you could charge via the smart connector and listen via a pair of lightning native headphones or a pair of older headphones using a dongle to connect that little eighth-inch jack. But it opens up some interesting problems there, or interesting questions. And of course, we're all speculating because there's been no announcements yet. We've only seen like leaks of the iPhone 7 hardware. And everything, of course, is still in flux. So nobody knows. Anybody's guess is as good as anybody else's, unless they have an inside connect. But what about this? The iOS producer, the people that are, you know, you and me and everybody else that are making interesting audio and love connecting microphones up to your device, that means that you can no longer, at the very least, if they remove the headphone jack, you can no longer connect a certain legacy peripheral collection. Like, for example, the old school iRig things by IK Multimedia, like the iRig Mic Pre, for example. The initial Generation 1 Mic Pre used the 1/8-inch jack, as an input position. So you could plug an XLR microphone into the input of your iPhone or your iPad. And initially, this was the only way to connect certain peripherals to the iPhone, because previous to iOS 7, you couldn't use a USB adapter to connect USB devices. So one way in was to go through the headphone jack, for example, with XLR microphones. So those devices, the iRigs, the Generation 1 iRigs, and other cables that XLR to eighth inch mic in cables will no longer work, because simply there will no longer be a headphone jack. So that could have some potential impact on a certain subset of users. But then there's another problem there. Let's say they keep in the Lightning jack. One of my favorite microphones is a mic made by Apogee, the Apogee mic. And it natively connects via either the 30-pin connector for the older Apogee mic, or the, you know, they have a Lightning native version in the new Apogee mic 96K. But the thing about this mic, and the thing that I love about this mic, is that it's minimalist. It's sort of expensive. It's $220 or something. But, you know, in my opinion, they put all the money in the right places. It's a microphone that I feel like I can count on to continue to work. You know, I can take it with me, and I expect that it's going to last a very long time. I don't want to talk down on any other microphones, but I've had devices that break. And it's been, you know, we live in a time now where you can get some amazing bang for the buck with regards to these great microphones that are inexpensive and do a ton of things. They have bells and whistles. But, you know, some of these things break because the quality control is just not at the same level as some of the more expensive devices, like I'd say in this case, the Apogee mic. But the thing missing on the Apogee mic, which has been a complaint for some people, is that there's no built-in headphone jack on the Apogee mic. And that means no zero latency monitoring. Personally, I prefer to monitor through the software, because at least in the case of Boss Shock, I like to be able to hear what's going to tape. That way there's no surprises. So for me, the Apogee was always a good choice. And simply you plug in the Apogee to the Lightning connector and then use the headphone jack of the device to plug in your headphones. But if they take away that headphone jack, what do we do now? In some ways, that would mean that an iPhone 7 and a Apogee mic would no longer be a good solution for certain types of audio production where you need to monitor. Unless Apple provides some sort of an additional adapter. They would need to have an adapter that somehow breaks out an eighth-inch headphone jack and passes through the Lightning connector. That's possible. Maybe that's going to be a little $30 dongle. But it's just, it introduces a new level of complexity. It's another little thing that you need to throw in your bag when you go traveling. Now, I've got, you know, looking around the room, I've got all these dongles. I'm like the dongle man. I got all these dongles, 30-pin dongles, 30-pin to VGA, 30-pin to HDMI, Lightning to HDMI, Lightning to camera adapter USB. I'm the ideal Apple dongle customer, because, you know, I've got them all. And they the prices certainly add up. But, you know, I always buy the official Apple ones. But this means that maybe there's going to be a whole other class of new dongles, new adapters to throw in the bag. And it's easy to confuse one for the other. I've left with the wrong dongle before. So maybe we're moving towards a future of even more dongles. And you see this too across the whole line of Apple stuff, right? The new MacBook, the 12-inch MacBook, with its one port, one USB-C port. Still has a headphone jack, which is cool. But, you know, they got rid of all the other ports. The charging port, the, you know, old-school USB Type A, I believe it is, connectors, in lieu of this USB-C connector. Which, you know, in the upcoming rumored MacBook Pros will also be perhaps the what we know is going to be the new type of Thunderbolt connector. So the Thunderbolt connector and the USB-C will use a USB-C style connection. So what it boils down to is a normalization to one port on these devices. And that's, you know, and in some ways that's, it's a strong parallel to what we see on iOS. We got that Lightning port, and that's it. And the maybe the headphone jack goes away, and we have this Lightning port, this one port to connect everything. And you use an adapter, a dongle of some sort. And it's going to be the same thing happening, it looks like, on the Mac side. One port, which is interesting because, you know, what's the end game here? Is USB Type-C connectors going to go to the iOS devices eventually? Or is Lightning going to inherit some of the power of the USB connectors and move the other way? Because, you know, what we know about the iPad Pro 12-inch is that it actually supports USB 3 speeds, whereas the iPad 10-inch, iPad Pro 10-inch, doesn't. So they seem to be flirting with bringing more power to that Lightning port. So are these two things going to converge? And what's that mean for us? Well, you know, it probably means more dongles across the board. Now, if they all use the same connector, we could at least maybe, you know, have half as many dongles. But regardless, the future appears to be a very dongle plenty future for iOS and Mac producers. That's the thought. Complexities in interfaces. Complexities in I.O. And the bold, brave new world of this panacea of one connector to rule them all. Or something like that. All right, enough nerding out. Thanks for listening. Audio Mode Day 3. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Take us out. Freaky Foof.